USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump rails against Democratic-controlled cities where violence has been soaring, 15 people were shot last night and are now hospitalized after a mass shooting outside a funeral home on Chicago's South Side.
At that time, the attendees of the funeral exchanged gunfire with the black vehicle. Black vehicle then turned northbound down Carpenter. Upon going northbound down Carpenter, they continued to fire at the attendees of the funeral.
A Chicago police spokesman there, Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, says the Trump administration won't be deploying unidentified federal officers to the streets of her city like they've done in Portland, Oregon. The mayor says the city does welcome partnership, not dictatorship. She says instead agents will be working with existing agencies that regularly work to fight violent crime. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
From the Atlantic to the Pacific, it is hurricane season, and there's likely to be a first hurricane of the year shortly, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Douglas has formed in the East Pacific and is forecast to become the first hurricane in the Atlantic or East Pacific of the year. It's moving slowly, with sustained winds of up to 65 miles per hour. Earlier this month, Tropical Storm Christina nearly became the first hurricane, but it fell short of Category 1 hurricane strength.
Meanwhile, a powerful earthquake has struck Alaska's Aleutian Peninsula. It was a magnitude 7.8 quake, and it did prompt the tsunami warning for southern Alaska, though no tsunamis at last check had developed. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck shortly after 11 p.m. Pacific time and was felt as far away as Anchorage. There have been no reports of any significant damage or injuries. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's something new in this year's defense spending bill as passed by the U.S. House. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The House has approved its annual defense policy bill, including a provision to remove Confederate names from military bases. The National Defense Authorization Act was approved, setting up negotiations for the House and Senate on a final version of the bill that will be sent to President Trump. As a part of the bill, Congress would allocate $740.5 billion to 3% pay raise for troops, establish a $3.6 billion fund for measures against China, and provide $1 billion to the Pentagon to assist with pandemic preparedness. It also calls for the production of a report on the threat of the Taliban and the impacts of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The version of the bill passed by the House also includes language requiring the Pentagon to rename bases and other military properties named after Confederate military officers within a year. The president tweeted last week that he would veto the bill if it included provisions to rename the bases. The White House said the president's advisors would recommend that he veto the bill, citing serious concerns about various provisions included in the bill.
And severe thunderstorms are threatening over 50 million Americans across the Northeast today. Tornadoes are also in the forecast from West Virginia to Massachusetts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.